Locker room chats continue on KMZA 92.1, talking Wetmore basketball with girls head coach Irene Kiefer, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, you start the new year, a game against Centralia on a Tuesday night, but the Panthers remain undefeated, getting the win 63-27. Just overall takeaways from that game and how your girls performed.
It was a rough game. We knew going into it was going to be a rough game, you know, Centralia being undefeated and being ranked, I believe, 5 in the state. We did pretty good at the start. We were deadlocked at zeros for a while, then we're at 2 apiece for quite a bit, and I think up until about 3 minutes left in the first is when Centralia started running away with the lead. A lot of it was just mental errors on our part. We had tons of turnovers, and we were getting clean looks. Our balls just weren't landing, and it was just an ugly game to come back off a break with.
Well, Kinsey Strothman, of course, your all-league returning player from a year ago. She had 13 points. What'd you like about her game?
She kind of struggled a bit, too. She tweaked her ankle very, very early in the game. I want to say about 2 minutes into the game. So a lot of her shots weren't landing. She just could not get her feet under her. But, you know, she's headstrong. She fought through the pain. We don't have a deep bench at all. But, you know, still 13 points, you know. I know with her every night I can expect great things. It's, you know, Beatrice Sanzone also, you know, had a great night. She had 9 points. It's just one of those things where, you know, I know who my great players are, but I'm ready for my younger players to also start stepping up.
How important is this stretch here in the next week? You get a Blue Valley team that's going to be hungry for a win as well. Frankfurt early next week. And then, of course, we've got the TVL tournament next weekend. So, you know, just from your perspective, how are you looking to kind of handle these next 7 or so days with these couple of games and the things you're looking to improve on heading into that TVL tournament?
Yeah, we're super hungry. I know we have a great team. I mean, individually we're great. It's just the inexperience, you know, having so many underclassmen, but also having a team that's never played with each other. I mean, when we're on, we are on. But when we're just having a bad day, you know, we just don't know how to recover. So, you know, practicing going into this, we're going to be focusing very much on the fundamentals and, you know, just making clean passes, taking those good shots when you're open. I mean, it's just a lot of a mental game at this point, and, you know, for the most part, that's all it is. It's just mental, and I think our girls are going to be able to recover. Like I said, come out against Blue Valley, and hopefully we can get a win out of that to get that momentum started to go into, you know, Frankfurt TVL tournament with.
What is the early scouting report on Blue Valley? As we mentioned, a team that's hungry. They're coming off a loss to a very good Clifton Clyde team. Their lone win was back early in the season against Onega, but a 1-4 team right now, again, hungry for a win. What kind of challenges can they present this week?
You know, when we played them the first time around, thankfully we got the win out of the way. We got into a lot of foul trouble early on in the season. I believe Kenzie fouled out in that game. We know who their shooters are. I cannot think of their names off the top of my head. I apologize. But, you know, we're just going to kind of keep the same game plan. We're a better team than what we were when we first faced them. And I'm positive they're a better team than when we faced them as well. So it's more of not so much of scouting them, but us just doing what we need to do, get our jobs done independently and together as a whole.
Yeah, and that was the second game of a back-to-back to start the season. Of course, you had the game against Onega early in December, and then you followed that up with the win against Blue Valley 39-36. So a fairly quick turnaround in terms of the rematch. That game on Friday, and then, of course, you will have a game against Frankfurt early next week prior to the TVL tournament. That is Irene Kiefer joining us, Wetmore girls basketball coach, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck against Blue Valley on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.